That's right, gang. It's Olympic time again. This time, the Winter Olympics. I know I can't contain my excitement. How about you? This is the Olympic torch song for the 2018 Winter Olympics.
It's ceremony time. Yay!
This is a big day and night at the Pyeongchang Olympic Winter Games. Hello.
And or as ABC 7 in Chigo likes to call it, PF Changs. I'm not making that up.
Off with the opening
it was actually on the graphic behind the anchor. PF Changs.
For the 23rd Olympic Winter
Don't you
Games
love accidental racism?
Olympic Stadium.
Reminds me of Asiana Airlines and the fake names of the pilots reported to KTVU in San Francisco. We Too Low, Something Wong, Holy Fook.
35,000 fans were entertained and enthralled. Well, being taken on a
Who's entertained and enthralled?
Tonga's Pita Telfa Tafua.
Are you? Not me.
Rio Games and was a viral favorite for the same
I'm disgusted and bored.
The temperature at 30 degrees.
Oh my God, it's 30 degrees at the Winter Olympics. Brr.
You do not want to miss the pomp and pageantry from the opening ceremony tonight. Tune into NBC.
I don't need all this pageantry. Just show me sports. Are there any? Any at all?
Members of Team USA took to social media during the opening ceremony, training fans
yes.
to a behind-the-scenes.
We have to let you know that we know what social media is here at Network TV. Here comes Instagram posts from various athletes like you couldn't have just seen them on Instagram.
This is going to be awesome.
Shot King. Who cares? You snowboard. Who gives a fuck? I could go to Snow Valley and watch that. Whoopie fucking whoop.
I can't imagine why we can't get any more black viewers to this. Yay! White people! Yay!
And some Asians. That's about it.
Opening ceremonies. I walked out without a hat on. Nobody stopped me.
Whoopie fucking do. You came out without a hat. Aren't you a rebel? Whoopie freeze.
Team figure skating has provided some surprises.
Team figure skating. That's all you hear about in the Olympics is fucking figure skating. Is there anything for men in this thing? Except for ice hockey. And by the way, we're in the middle of the NHL season. I can watch ice hockey. I don't need the goddamn Olympics.
Aw,
somebody fell during the triple axel.
So fucking gay. Who cares?
Until a small slip late
this is all for chicks, all this stupid fucking shit.
The U.S. team is in second place overall.
We can't even win this crap. We're not good at this shit. This is all European shit. We're just barely learning it.
We just looked at each other and said, like, we're at the Olympics. Like, I mean,
somebody let Cardi B in here? Who is this? Shut up.
Cutest couple ever. We now head
cutest
to
cutest couple
Snow
ever.
Park,
oh, will you please be quiet, you old bag?
Been strong in this event since its
Again, is any of this
today,
geared for men? Any of this?
Morgan Shield turned in
Can we just call this the Chick Olympics? I mean, really.
77.74. In men's qualifying, American Troy Murphy
men's.
Completed his
no
mobile
men
run
in this
with a score of 80.95, leaving him in fourth. The top 10 skiers from his qualifying
skiers.
Rounds advanced to the medal.
See, I used to watch this shit when I was a kid because
American
I used to like skiing.
And Keaton McCargo
I would rather do it. I don't want to watch it.
And eighth respectively.
Tess Johnson it's only good when somebody tumbles down the hill.
Next round. Troy Murphy is the lone American to qualify after this round. His teammates, Casey Andringa, Bradley Wilson, and Emerson Smith will have another
Well,
chance
good
to
job, Casey, Emerson, and Bradley. Oh, fuck yourselves, white boys.
The American curling mixed doubles team has
oh, curling, yeah.
After knocking off the Russians
Can we pretend that Canada just doesn't excel at this and nobody else should be doing it?
The 9-1 loss to South Korea leaves the Wisconsin
Jesus, 9-1. We can't even do this right. Curly, we can't even shove a big, giant thing across the ice.
Canada, Norway,
a stupid game.
Switzerland are all 3-1. Team USA is currently 7th place with 4 sessions in the books.
Well, we suck, don't we?
The US has never won
The country's going to hell because we can't win at curling.
But 3 Americans hope to change that here. Chris Masters is competing in the State Olympic Games, and Taylor Morris is making
riding a big
debut.
Sled down the ice
to the Olympic Sliding Center for Men's Singles Luge Training. Connecticut's Tucker
Why do we do this? Who cares?
American down the track in this training.
Who gives
session.
A fuck?
West hopes to become the first American to win a medal in this.
I
event.
Say just slide down the thing without the sled, like a water slide. Well, there you go. The recap of the opening day at the Olympics. A lot of dancing, a lot of flashing lights, a lot of fireworks, and a lot of what the fuck is going on here. Well, I'll tell you what the fuck is going on here. Let's start the show! Come on! They don't dare have this at the opening ceremony. It might actually wake people up.
On your back, little cop
By the way, did you know this is Black History Month? Sure wouldn't know it watching this shit. I don't see no black folks there. The Nigerian bobsled team make it, like we've been promised. Yeah, yeah. God said death to every Olympic athlete. Because they're not athletes. They're a bunch of white boys playing in the snow. Yeah. That's right, that's right. Big Angry Phil Podcast number 82. A couple years ago, I covered the Summer Olympics, so now it's time to cover the winter ones. There's really no difference between the two except the change of scenery. One of them's on the grass, one of them's in the snow. They're both equally fucking boring. And give people this false sense of national pride.
Yeah, go USA, win that four-man bobsleigh, woo, America!
Said nobody ever. And you people online telling us how much you enjoy the trials and tribulations of these athletes, you're full of shit, and you fucking know it. And just like with any Olympic event or any major sporting event, we need to be told who our heroes are. Even though most likely you've never even heard of these fucking people before the Olympics. Or gave a shit about what they did. Case in point, this Adam Rippon. The fuck is that?
He's a men's figure skater. Oh, and he's openly gay. They have to let you know that he's openly gay.
Really? This is news? This is a surprise? Have you watched men's figure skating? The whole fucking sport is gay!
And why is it necessary to let us know that he's gay? I think we could pretty much figure that out.
In the men's free skate portion of the
team, the sequin outfit doesn't give it away.
His Olympic debut landed.
Never does, right?
The clean performance impressed the judges, his fans, and his teammates.
What fans?
His score of 172.
Who knows who this guy is?
In third for Rippon, the team event was the perfect welcome to the Olympic stage.
It's an opportunity for me to go out there.
Oh, no, he's not gay at all.
Competition. I mean, come on, man. Hey, of course he's a figure skater. What the fuck else is he going to do? It's a gay sport.
I really wanted to deliver for my team today. I want to be on that.
Of course, a lot of young guys sound like this now, so maybe it is hard to tell.
Rippon's teammate and Olympic Village roommate, Mirai Nagasu, took the ice for the ladies' free skate and delivered.
Okay,
Nagasu
be honest.
Became the first U.S. woman to land.
When
a
you see Asian contestants in the Olympics, be honest. You don't know what team they're on, do you? When they say they're on the American team, it's like, oh, okay. That's not racist. That just lets you know how diverse America is.
I was so nervous, but
you're not going to see Japanese contestants on the Swedish team. You're just not.
You know.
You had no idea they're on the American team until they told you, right? Come on, don't bullshit me, man.
The Shibutani siblings representing Team USA. Their finely choreographed routine delivered them a second place finish and secured a bronze medal.
Yeah, go USA! Why aren't we kicking ass in the figure skating competition? You only got a bronze medal? Boo! That's because they got a bunch of Japs out there. That's why.
Don't worry. Nobody's actually saying that because nobody from the South is going to be watching this bullshit. I'm not from the South, and I'm not watching this bullshit. Now, speaking of Asians on the U.S. team, there's another one that they're talking about a lot.
First-time Olympian Chloe Kim dazzled in Chloe her first Kim. Olympic run. Posting a 91.
I think we all know why they like Chloe Kim.
Because she has two first names of the Kardashians, that's why.
Yeah, she snowboards. Whoopee fucking goddamn whoop. And she's only 17 years old, you pervs. And back to the figure skating shit for a minute. I think this year is the first time they allowed music with lyrics to be played during routine. I don't have confirmed sources on this, but I believe this is what Adam Rippon played during his set.
What would Brian Boitano do if he was here right now? He'd make a plan and he'd follow through. That's what Brian Boitano do. When Brian Boitano was in the Olympics skating for the gold, he did two style cows and a triple lutz while wearing a blindfold. When Brian Boitano was in the Alps fighting grizzly bears, he used his magical fire breath and
he wasn't gay, no. But nobody cared. We just assume, hey,
He's a male figure skater. He's gay, but that's what he's doing best. So who cares? But yet the media still has to let us know
that Adam Rippon is the first openly gay male figure skater.
You were the first openly gay U.S. Winter Olympian, mm-hmm. which is a pretty remarkable mm-hmm. thing. You were making headlines then. You made further headlines when you spoke out about Vice President Mike Pence. I have a question for you. You alluded that you might do this. When the Olympics are over, would you sit down with Mike Pence, and what would you say to him?
A dumb question. What?
I personally don't have anything to say to Mike Pence.
I have nothing to say to that big brute.
Legislation that he's pushed hasn't affected my life at all. I spoke out because there are people out there whose legislation, whose lives have been affected by change that he's tried to make. And so
no, because his legislation did push, so their lives have not been affected.
And
just said so yourself.
It's really important for me to use it. So that's a conversation.
All you need to do is skate. For them. We don't need you to be a political speaker, okay? We don't. And by the way, like I've said many times, most of these anti-gay politicians do lots of gay stuff. All right? I would not at all be surprised if Mike Pence had a load of child porn on his computer. Would not be surprised one bit in least. But I gotta tell you something. I fucking hate the Olympics. I'm tired of them. They just started not even a week ago, and I'm tired of them. Fucking tired of the bogus patriotism it spawns. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody whoops out the little American flags. Go USA! Go USA! In the bobsled competition, in the luge, in figure skating. Yeah, do you watch your shit outside the Olympics? No, you fucking don't! Again, the only one I'd watch is hockey, and since it's already NHL season, there's plenty of hockey. I don't need to tune in to watch our amateurs in the Olympics, okay? Don't care. Do not fucking care. Stop with the bogus patriotism. You know, these are the same fucking people that have done nothing but bitch and whine about the country since Trump got elected. But now it's just all hunky-dory because of this fucking 2 weeks of faggotry. It's fucking 2 weeks of distraction. Meanwhile, the government's getting away with all kinds of shit behind your back. Gas prices have just gone up and up and up in the last month or so, especially here in California. But hey, that doesn't matter as long as some little fairy ice dancer brings us the gold. Then everything's all right. And again, let's stop pretending that any of this shit is meant for men to watch, all right? Any sport they describe with the word cute is not a fucking sport, all right? And you know, if women like to watch this shit, that's fine, but don't pretend like all of this shit wasn't meant for women, okay? The fucking opening ceremonies, the ice dancing, all the discussion about all the cute outfits. And of course, they're really hammering home what the women do this year, aren't they? I don't care. I don't care what the men do. I don't care what the women do. I just want the goddamn thing to be over already. 2 weeks, it seems like 2 years. And I'm sure the folks in Pyongyang, South Korea would love the thing to be over because the Olympics always roll through town and then ruin the towns that host them. Just ask Vancouver. Just ask Beijing. But like I did in the Summer Olympics episode, I'm going to run down the list of all the events in the Winter Olympics. And really, there's not that many because there's not a whole lot of shit you could really do in the snow. All right? But here we go. Let's see if any of these really interest you. Alpine skiing. Well, how's that different from downhill skiing? Guess there's more chance of hitting a tree on the way down. Now, biathlon. I never understood this event, and who thought it would be a good idea to combine these two activities? Cross-country skiing and shooting. What? Why would you do that? Who would do that? Well, I'm going to put on these skis, and oh shit, well maybe run into a moose on the way down. By the way, is there anything more boring than cross-country skiing? Great exercise, sure. That's basically walking with skis on. Pass. Bobsledding. Pretty much watching guys on a roller coaster without the rails. Exciting fucking shit. Once in a while they turn over and die, but only once in a great while. Curling, yeah. One of the most exciting events there is curling. Curling. I'd rather watch Curly on the Three Stooges. Fuck curling. Absolutely stupid. Figure skating, of course, what the Olympics seem to revolve around these days. They should make them skate outside. Make them fall through a hole in the ice.
Freestyle skiing.
I don't care. I don't care about any skiing. I don't care about watching this. Smack into a tree, maybe an avalanche, but other than that, there's nothing exciting here. I don't care about the jump. I don't care about any of it. I don't care. Ice hockey. I love hockey. I don't care about it in the Olympics. The Kings play tonight. I'll watch that. Fuck the Olympics. The luge. Same thing as the bobsled, except this time it's one guy laying on his back on a sled. Yawn. Or one woman. Excuse me. Don't mean to be sexist here. Nordic combined. More skiing bullshit. Short track speed skating. Well, and this time, instead of figure skating, it's speed skating. They're racing on the ice. I don't care. The only thing I want to see while skating is hockey being played. And again, don't need the Olympics for it. Then we have something called skeleton. Which is just another form of luge, but instead of lying on your back, now you're on your belly on the sled, facing forward. Who cares? Why is it called skeleton? Unless so many people died on the track and they just leave their remains on the track. I don't get it. Ski jumping, you know, just jump off a cliff instead without the skis. I'll watch that. Snowboarding. I never got into this. I don't care. I didn't care about the X Games, so I don't care about the winter version of the X Games, okay? Sean King, go fuck yourself. You're not a hero of mine. I'm tired of you. I don't need to see something that I could see kids doing at any ski resort around here, and I wouldn't want to see that anyway. And then we have speed skating. Not short track speed skating, just speed skating. Same skating, longer track, longer ice. Who cares? Again, make some holes in the ice, make them jump over it. Put some obstacles in there. Mix shit up a little bit. Make it sort of interesting. I have no interest in any of this shit. So what am I going to do sitting there with a little American flag? Go USA! Go USA! I feel like an idiot. And so should you. Pretending to like this stuff just because you're told to. Everybody just does what they're told. The Olympics are on! The Olympics are on! Holy shit, the Olympics are coming! The fucking Olympics! The goddamn Olympics! Better watch it! Better watch it! Better watch it! Better watch it! Live stream it! Get up at 3 a.m. so you can watch the American ski jump! No, thank you. I will be sleeping. I don't care. You understand that? You understand that, media? I don't care. When are these fucking pieces of shit over? And I'm really not looking forward to the 2028 Olympics they're going to have here in Los Angeles. What a fucking shit show that's going to be. Wonder what they're going to do with all the homeless people. So we can pretend to the world that we don't have a homeless problem. I'll tell you exactly what they're going to do. They're going to take all these fucking ugly buildings they're building, stick them all in there for 2 weeks, then kick them out when the Olympics are over, and then rent them out to actual renters after the homeless have been in there fucking it up. That's what they're going to do. I guarantee that's what they're going to do. They're going to crowd them into empty buildings, make it seem like, oh, what a clean city Los Angeles is, and then kick them out as soon as the Olympics get out of here. And then back to business as usual. Well, speaking of Los Angeles, anybody who knows the LA area knows Griffith Park is a place where people go hiking. Particularly a lot of gay couples. So what were this couple doing hiking in Griffith Park
this weekend? Justin Trudeau joined LA Mayor Eric Garcetti in a morning hike at Griffith
Park.
Why is
he here?
And afterward, reporter questions turned to trade. Trudeau says he remains hopeful despite President Trump's threat.
Why are they all hiking together?
Trade deal.
We do not believe that trade deals
this guy is such a
should be or even can be win-losses. They need to be win-win-win.
It's like Zuckerberg. That's what he reminds
forward,
me of.
And we're working very hard together on that path. That's just a part of the responsibility of governing.
We can talk about the fights, but we're a family.
Doesn't Eric Garcetti remind you of Adam Rippon? He looks like him and he sounds like him.
Partners, security partners.
Big game-o.
And that is what we should be emphasizing.
As you can see, the men dressed casually for today's hike, and they seem to enjoy it. At one point, they even stopped to take a selfie with other hikers.
Oh, isn't
one
that awesome?
One Canadian broke into tears when she saw the Prime Minister up close.
Oh, please. Like, this is real.
No one's perfect. Nobody's perfect at home. None of us are perfect. And, you know, I think that's the most important
you
thing.
You are not from Canada.
He brings humanity to his job.
Trudeau is ending a West Coast swing that included a meeting yesterday with Governor Jerry Brown and a meeting with Silicon Valley tech companies.
Good job on that bullet trade, Jerry. What a fucking load of shit. Yeah, they stopped with the other hikers to take selfies. Do you believe that load of shit for a minute? They're not going to let other hikers on the path when they're there. When a fucking world leader's up there, you think they're going to let anybody else up there? Unless they completely frisk it. Bullshit. Those are extras. Shit is fucking staged. Because you saw that same image of him taking the selfie with those people every fucking where. That's how you know it's crap. Oh yeah, and the woman, the mysterious woman from Canada who was crying over Trudeau. Oh, please. Worst acting I've ever seen. Yeah, a woman from Canada just happened to be on the path at the same time as Trudeau. Okay, sure. Keep feeding me a bigger load of bullshit, why don't you? But they're not going to let anybody up there. Somebody might want to kill them. They are closing that motherfucker down. By the way, do we really need this liberal nut job Trudeau over here visiting our liberal nut jobs? No, go the fuck back to Canada and keep ruining that, all right? We know how to ruin our own fucking country. Leave us alone. He's another one of these globalist elitists, these fucking climate change cocksuckers. He's here at a town hall meeting, and some disabled woman in the back from rural Ontario asked him a question about why the fucking carbon tax is so high. And he's really stumbling through. This guy sounds like an absolute boob.
Indeed, indeed. We need to realize that we are in a time of transition right now, that the world is moving off of fossil fuels.
Doesn't he sound like how the people at South Park were talking during Smuggler when they all bought the hybrid cars? You know, the
and they all talk like they are really important and we're doing something for the environment.
He sounds exactly like that.
For our community.
Smuggler.
For agriculture, for people in the north, people right across the country. We are facing
this guy is George W. Bush.
We have to change behavior.
Exactly and, like George W. Bush, except liberal.
Changes happen in a way that doesn't penalize.
He's in there because daddy used to be the prime minister.
Make it more difficult for families who are already stretched thin.
Oh, you don't care.
And that's one of the reasons why.
You're just pushing the globalist agenda. Yes, no fossil fuels. Everybody must have electric cars that cost four times as much. I know, our own stupid governor is pulling that same shit.
A cap and trade system is right.
They're panicking everybody, thinking they need electric cars.
Any money outside of the jurisdictions that pay those.
Like, they don't use energy.
So it will be up to the government of Ontario to ensure.
Like all this construction of high-speed rail that we're doing and all the other bullshit people are building in favor of the environment is harming the environment.
We haven't brought in any carbon tax yet, ma'am.
Yes, you have, you lying cock.
Doesn't start kicking in for another.
He's trying very quickly to move away from that question.
I understand.
Because he knows he's cornered.
And what is so important is that in this time of transition, we do not penalize people who are already stretched
in some cases
beyond the breaking limit in terms of their finances. And that's why being smart about how we...
It's not mankind, it's people kind.
That's what he said to a woman, no
essential,
less.
And that's what we're leaving it in the hands of the provinces to do. And I'm trusting they will do that responsibly. And
get me out of here, please. Get me out of here. I don't have answers to these questions.
But we need...
Here we go. Here's the agenda.
Fuels. We need to make this transition. We need to start protecting our lakes, waters, rivers, streams, our lands, our children's future.
No, and stop. That means it's always with the children's future.
Shift period.
That's always the go-to.
Our children's future.
Yeah, you certainly don't mind flying in those private jets to the economic summits and the environmental summits. That's an even bigger killer. Save the earth, save the earth, save the earth. Everybody go there in a private jet. You're full of shit, just like every other politician. You're full of shit. You don't care about the environment. You're just pushing your party's agenda. And the globalist agenda. Same shit we've heard from every other bonehead. Over here hiking with our faggot mayor. Get the fuck out of here. Why don't you do just move into an apartment in Silver Lake? Get it over with. Too bad fucking Rob Ford is dead. He would be a great prime minister, wouldn't you think? The crack-smoking ex-mayor of Toronto? Too bad that fat fuck keeled over and died. I thought he would have been an awesome prime minister. This little twerp, get the fuck out of here. Little snot-nosed brat.
We need to get rid of fossil fuels. We need to be driving electric cars. We need to ensure our children's future.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Stop going on little hiking adventures with our mayor.
He was up there meeting with Jerry Brown, too. I can't even imagine what those two idiots were talking about. Fucking Moonbeam has probably given him every talking point that he uses. Here, just say this shit. They'll buy it. Yeah, fossil fuels. Yeah, get rid of those. Electric cars. Yeah. Hey, why don't you build a high-speed rail in Canada? We're doing that here in California, and everybody loves it. I swear. Doesn't go anywhere. It never will go anywhere, but everybody loves it. We need it. We just need it. We have to have it. It's my fucking project. It's my pet project, says Governor Moonbeam. Jesus, those two idiots. Those two idiots are dangerous. They could be further to the left, and they're insane. Fucking Brown is an insane old senile bastard. You're going to take lessons from him? Get the fuck out of here. And speaking of our wonderful governor, how is that high-speed rail doing, by the way? It's got to be almost finished, right?
Price of California's high-speed rail line is climbing, well, faster than a speeding bullet. The cost
faster than a speeding locomotive would have been the better line to use, but nice try.
$6 billion.
Assemblyman Jim Patterson joining us.
I can't believe the costs are going up. I'm shocked.
Thank you.
Let's get right to it, shall we? You asked for an emergency audit in November, but it was denied. So are you confident?
How dare you ask for an audit? Do not question me, says Mr. Moonbeam.
So the more we learn about high-speed rail, the more the project is in real trouble.
It was in trouble ever since that imbecile thought of it.
Past due by probably almost 8 years. Executives have been departing. It has internally transferred large amounts of money just to keep the construction work going. So they're robbing Peter to pay Paul. And now we're learning that the Central Valley section that started at $6 billion and then went to $8 billion is now close to $11 billion.
Oh, it's going to go up. Don't worry.
Readily available to anybody.
Watch for more of those gas taxes, folks.
Projects that there is a serious difficulty. And I think a thorough independent audit is in order to get to the bottom of it.
Yes.
So California high-speed rail officials have said, hey, we're being transparent in this whole process.
Bullshit.
It sounds like you're not agreeing with that at all. There is a lack of transparency in your estimation?
Sure. We're finding these details out, not because the high-speed rail authorities are reporting them, but there's been some very, very good investigative journalism that has been done. There have been some whistleblowers who have come forward. There's been freedom of information requests. And when private eyes have looked at this on behalf of the public, they've demonstrated serious flaws in the project. And up until now, all the high-speed rail authority has done has been to deny that there really is a problem. Don't look here.
Of course, they want to get paid.
Problems. This has been a sobering wake-up call for everybody, including, I think, the High-Speed Rail Authority Board.
I wasn't on board with this from day one. I didn't vote for this crap.
To sort out what
I knew it was going to be a fucking money pit.
And also, if you can't build what
it's the stupidest thing ever
you're going to build, what is your plan B?
We want to take a quick look at these new numbers that are out today as well. The high-speed rail officials are saying that it's for adding barriers and relocating utilities along parts of the first 119-mile segment. That pushes the overall cost of the San Francisco to L.A. project to nearly $67 billion. It was originally projected to cost $40 billion. So do you expect the
it'll
cost
be over $200 billion.
More than it
Don't worry.
Is?
Yeah, I do. Central California really is the easiest section of this to build. We're, you know, flat ground. A lot of it is on agricultural property. So to say that they have trouble acquiring property or they've had some difficulty along the way, it's nothing compared to what's going to happen when they try to drill across the San Gabriel Mountains or get into the Los Angeles.
Right.
Mountain. And so I think that
look how long it takes just to extend a couple of miles of metro rail track here.
Delays and why the overruns and why the problems. But also we've got to find
so
out
so
what
stupid.
Plan B if this thing falls apart.
Plan B is to line up and smack Jerry Brown in the face.
Give us your take on this.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Jerry Brown is insane. He's insane! And these little college liberals that agree with him, like this Noah on YouTube where I'm looking at this video, I agree with him. Everyone needs to look at the big picture. We need high-speed rail. No, we fucking don't. They never explain why we need high-speed rail. Along with drastic updates on infrastructure. Well, we do need that. We certainly do not need high-speed rail. The costs are necessary. Oh, sure, easy for you to say, you little freeloader. Living off mommy and daddy. The fuck you know about costs? Get the fuck out of here, Noah. Here's another idiot, Charlie something or other. I can't believe that many are dissatisfied with Brown's vision of a high-speed rail! Exclamation point. Sure, costs are rising. Ah, but I don't care. I don't have to pay for anything. But it comes at a good expense. Idiot. Moron! Opposers, maybe you haven't noticed, but other developed countries are laughing at you.
because the high-speed rail there goes in between countries, not in the middle of the state where we don't need it.
We need high-speed rail in order for America to prosper. Why?
Why do we need that? Don't we have airplanes that fly across the country in 5 hours or less? Why do we need high-speed rail and go backwards? These fucking idiots that bought into this bullshit. But they don't care because, like I said, mommy and daddy are paying all my bills.
I don't care about expenses or taxes. Ugh, why are people getting so hurt over this?
How about you want to bet that some of these fucking comments out here are really from Jerry Brown's people, disguised as young people, as college students, just to try to push the agenda? It ain't working! Now here they cover Jerry Brown's last State of the State address, where he defends, of course, his wonderful, lovely high-speed rail project. And tell me he doesn't sound like a complete loon.
High-speed rail was a major talking point in the governor's 16th and final State of the State address. He said, from transportation to renewable energy, California is setting the pace for America.
There are critics, there are lawsuits, lots of them, and there are countless obstacles.
But I don't care.
California was built.
This is my project. We're going to get it done, goddammit.
And the Boulder Path.
I don't care if we don't need it.
Our way forward.
And the governor wants Lunatic. To make sure that California is heading down that Boulder Path.
Heading down the toilet.
KPX 5 political reporter Melissa Cain tells us Brown used part of his speech to double down on the state's billions over budget bullet train.
Fucking moron.
I make no bones about it. I like
trains. You're a bag of bones.
I like high-speed trains even better.
Governor Listen Brown to this lunatic. I like trains. I like high-speed trains. So let's have one here in California.
The first segment currently being built in Central Valley is over budget by 35%.
Nobody's going to ride this fucking thing.
$1.6 billion. During his State of the State address today, he
I bet the first one falls right off the track.
Overrun is just part of the process.
Like any big project, there are obstacles. There were for the Bay Area Rapid Transit System.
Yeah, let me compare useful projects to this pile of shit.
I'll pass over in silence the time it took to build the
fucking
the,
asshole. Bay Area Such an bridge. Asshole.
Almost 20 years. And by the way, it was over budget by $6 billion.
Yeah, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of taxing time. Everybody to
Assembly
death.
Assemblyman Phil Ting is a supporter of high-speed rail, and he agrees with the governor that projects...
Well, yeah, because otherwise he'll be killed.
I think we need to focus on making sure that the cost estimates are correct.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Of unpredictability with high-speed rail.
Hey, it's their money. We don't care.
I mean, like, if it's...
The morons voted for it, so we'll just bleed them dry.
Really? Is there a limit?
Absolutely. Right. I mean, absolutely. That's why I think, it, you know, we have this one leg that's going to San Jose. Mm-hmm. We have the electrification of Caltrain. Those seem like very obvious legs to complete. But you're right. I mean, you know, we're building it right now. At some point, is there too much? And I don't know exactly when that point's going to come.
But East Bay Republican
it happened a long
Bay
time ago.
This project is not a good use of taxpayer money.
Hell, the fuck
California's
no!
Really deserves so much better.
She says the high-speed rail project needs more oversight.
We can't ignore the cost overruns, the contractual lawsuit problems they've had, the lack of private funding, and it's not high speed because of the way they've shown the project, and it's 7 years over time. So we cannot ignore those facts.
And even Bay Area Democrats who support high-speed rail agree that more oversight is needed.
As legislators, we want to make sure that our money is being well spent, that we have the accountability
you mean our money.
That we need, and that's
and you don't give a fuck
for as we move forward on this project.
Now, just this week, Democrat Senator Jim Bell and Republican Assemblyman Jim Patterson requested that the state auditor do an immediate review of the whole project. And just today, the editorial boards at the Mercury News and the East Bay Times called for a stop to the high-speed rail project. Melissa Cain, KPIX 5.
And like Melissa just said, construction on the first phase of high-speed rail is underway in the Central Valley.
Oh, great.
KPIX's Joe Vasquez is in Fresno to show us what it looks like.
Fresno, because everybody wants to go to Fresno.
The major construction sites of the high-speed rail.
They should build the train over Fresno.
Avenue in Fresno. This is one of 18 construction sites here in the Central Valley, in Fresno, Madera, and Kings counties. Since the governor officially broke ground 3 years ago, about 1,600 union laborers, from technicians to machine
operators, well, that would explain the cost overruns.
Been working on the sites, doing foundation work, pouring concrete, and setting forms for structures. The spokesperson for the high-speed rail tells me the plan is to have a large portion of the high-speed rail project, a train running from San Jose to Bakersfield, finished by 2025.
Oh, sure it will.
We could see that train running as soon as 2023.
Two destinations I've always wanted to travel between, San Jose and Bakersfield.
The plan is still to extend the
Jesus.
So the folks can ride from San Francisco all the way to Los Angeles by the year 2029. That's it.
I could do that right now on an airplane!
In Fresno, Joe Vasquez, KPIX5.
Or on the Amtrak. Remember Amtrak? Remember the slow trains? They go between LA and San Francisco and beyond. So, why do we need this again? I can't believe how many morons bought into this shit. The first thing I think of when I hear Moonbeam defend this fucking lunacy is Simpsons did it.
You know, a town with money's a little like the mule with a spinning wheel.
Rest in peace, Phil Hartman.
No one knows how he got it, and danged if he knows how to use it.
Mule.
The name's Lanley, Lyle Lanley. And I come before you good people tonight with an idea. Probably the greatest... Oh, it's not for you. It's more of a Shelbyville idea.
Now, wait just a minute. We're twice as smart as the people of Shelbyville. Just tell us your idea and we'll vote for it.
All right. I tell you what I'll do. I'll show you my idea. I give you the Springfield Monorail. I've sold monorails to Brockway, Ogdenville, and North Haverbrook. And
this is so fucking clever. They had no idea.
Well, sir, there's nothing on earth like a genuine
still holds up today.
Six-car monorail. What'd I say?
Monorail.
What's it called?
Monorail.
That's right, monorail.
I hear those things are awfully loud.
It glides as softly as a cloud.
Is there a chance the track could bend?
Not on your life, my Hindu friend.
What about us Brendan slobs?
You'll be given cushy jobs.
Were you sent here by the devil?
No good, sir. I'm on the level.
The ring came off my pudding can.
Take my penknife, my good man. I swear it's Springfield's only choice. Throw up your hands and raise your voice.
Monterey.
What's it called?
Monterey.
Once again.
Street's still all cracked and broken.
Sorry, Mom, the mob has spoken.
Ah, Conan O'Brien. How awesome you were before you got on TV. That is so fucking great. Doesn't that remind you of the fucking high-speed bullshit now? Giving a big song and dance, all the politicians there, signing a piece of the track. What fucking Brown and all the environmental Mensa members never tell you is what the environmental impact is when they build the fucking high-speed rail. All the construction, all the lumber that's used, all the water used to pour the concrete, all the diesel exhaust spewed into the air from all the trucks going to and from the construction site. Moonbeam never talks about that, does he? He never talks about how unprofitable high-speed rail is across the world, save for maybe two or three of the lines in Europe. He's full of shit. But he's going to convince people that we need to travel between LA and San Francisco on rail in under 3 hours. Like we can't do it on an airplane right now in 50 minutes. Why do you think they increased the gas tax without a vote? And raise the registration fees without a vote. And of course, you know what their scheme is. They get enough of this piece of shit built, and then convince us, well, it's going to be cheaper to finish it than it is to just throw this whole pile of shit away. Hey, look, we laid down 50 miles of track. We could keep going. You can get through parts of Fresno right now. Hey, we're making progress. They just won't admit that this thing is a complete and total failure. But they want to be part of the ribbon-cutting ceremonies. They want to try to convince the rest of the country. I think Texas is planning high-speed rail. Texas! They're not liberal nut jobs over there. They're right-wing nut jobs. They're usually against this kind of shit. They want to build a rail between Dallas and Houston. Another thing they don't bring up is the land that's displaced. All that farmland. Somebody's owning that, and somebody's losing that. So they could stretch this fucking track across the entire landscape. We losing some crops. Produce prices will be going up. drive more business out of California. Why don't we? We're good at that. Just so Governor Moonbeam could stand there and cut the ribbon. He's not even going to be alive when this thing is finished. I don't think I'm going to be alive when this thing is finished. Only thing I can hope for is I am alive when it's finished. A bunch of the politicians responsible for it are riding in the first train, and it overturns and it catches fire. The end. No more bullet trains. Now, speaking of price increases on things I hate, this was a big story a couple of days ago.
Mickey's going to get more of your money.
Ticket prices are going up again at Disneyland. The price of
could pay me to go there.
A park ticket will be $117. That's an increase of $7. Annual passes went up $100. The increases were expected as Disneyland gets ready for the opening of Star Wars Land. That's going to happen next year. Prices also went up today at Disney's World's Magic Kingdom in Florida.
So the Force has a price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This made the newscast. Originally, I saw it as a post on Facebook. And very quickly, there were about 1,000 comments on, oh my God, they're robbing us. I love Disneyland. How can they do this? Well, fuck you. You mean it wasn't too high before? It wasn't too high 10, 15 years ago? Bullshit. I fucking hate Disneyland. Fuck Disneyland. And fuck everybody who goes there. By the way, they didn't mention that. They charge even more on peak days. They charge $135. Peak days, like the weekends, holidays, shit like that. The summer. But they'll still go. You fucking morons will still pay that money to go to that fucking overrated pile of crap. They should install a high-speed rail ride at Disneyland. It launches you for 100 miles an hour, and it just stops all of a sudden. You wind up at Fresno Land with boarded-up windows and crackheads. They could have the Disney cast in the background dress up as bums, asking the patrons for change. A little dose of reality for you there at old Disneyland. And right next to the high-speed train ride, they could have somebody dressed up as Jerry Brown shaking the customers upside down over a trash can till all their money falls out of their pocket. Welcome to California. Now go fuck yourselves. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Yeah, yeah. It's about that time. Ride that train. Ride that train to nowhere. Oh, yeah. To nowhere. Come on, ride the train. To nowhere. Come on, ride the train. To nowhere. Come on, come on. Come on, ride that train. To nowhere. Come on, ride that train. To fucking nowhere. Come on, ride that train. To nowhere. Come on, ride that train. To fucking nowhere.
Oh, yeah. Nowhere.
BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.motherfucking.com. You're on Facebook and you're tired of all the Olympic fakery and fuckery? Well, fuck that shit. Come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit, follow that shit, do that shit. Follow me on Twitter at the Big Angry Phil. SoundCloud, Big Angry Phil. Tune in, Big Angry Phil podcast. Instagram, Big Angry Phil. And that's that. Get the fuck on out of here. Be back next week. Until then, see ya.